Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Angels, I Love Angels Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm so excited. We're in the month of May, and it's such a beautiful month of spring. My name is Angelica, and I want to welcome everybody to the show, especially the new people that haven't been on the show. You can listen to this show or any other archive shows on the I Love Angels Blog Talk Radio Show after the show, and it's always fun when you hear messages and then you go back and re-listen to it. So please feel free to do that if that resonates for you. And I wanted to tell you just a little bit about myself because it helps people to get an understanding of what the show's about and who I am as an angelic. I'm an angelic walk-in, and what that means is that I came into the human form to help with the vibrations of love as a conduit, as a channel. I'm also a certified hypnotist, an international inner spirit activation specialist, radio host. I created relaxation CDs, MP3s, MP4s, a talk on your spiritual journey from human consciousness to oneness, inspirational stickers. And I created the books and ebooks, Living Life as You Always Dreamed, The New Secrets to Running a Successful Business, and my new book called Transformation, which is an autobiography of my life as an angelic walk-in. On this show, I provide angel messages without any human filters. I do that by not getting caught up in people's stories. It allows me to connect with the angels, the higher vibrational star beings, and the ascended masters, where I can provide clear messages for you. And so part of what I do is to ask you to have specific questions that relate to a particular area so that I can get through as many callers as I possibly can. After the show, you're welcome to have longer readings on that particular question by making a donation at angelroselove.wix.com/love. That's Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, dot Wix, W-I-X. .com/love. And then when you make your donation, please put in the note your phone number, your name, and the Blog Talk Radio Show. And then whoever makes the donations first, I make the calls based on that order. And I call you right after the show. And I do that for approximately an hour today. So if you're interested in having the readings, I would encourage you to do that. And then you can get longer readings. I also offer, after the show, inner spirit activation sessions, and that's private sessions, longer angel messages, if you want to have your own session on that, energy alignments, monthly channeled events, meditation classes, hypnosis sessions, and if you're interested in having a class at your location, I also do public classes and speaking engagements. And I do all of this with the amazing assistance of the Ascended Star Seed Beings, the angelic realm, and the ascended masters, where I become this amazing conduit for their pure loving energies as well as channel messages. And so if you're interested, you can learn more about that on the website. We do have a long list of callers, yay! And so the next show, I believe I mentioned this on the last show, I decided to add the third Saturday of each month because people are just really enjoying this show, and that's where my heart has joy. And so if you're interested in coming in on a Saturday, the next one's going to be on May 20th at 1:30. And then I can't believe we're going into June. The next one after that will be on June 7th at 3:30 p.m. I alternate the times, so you probably want to mark it down, and then you could jump in and get onto the callers. You can also go in book sessions separately on the website if you're interested. And so I'm going to jot down the phone numbers, and in the meantime, if you can close your eyes and just take some deep breaths, we start off with a meditation to reconnect to our inner world, our inner sanctuary, and to feel the vibrations of love inside. And I always like to do that. It helps us to really connect with love and really feel what the beauty and the blessings of that love is all about inside our beautiful sanctuary. Okay, so I wrote everybody's number down. We have a bunch of calls, so I'm going to go through the meditation, and then we'll start with the first caller. So please just take a deep breath and just close your eyes and just be aware of anything that's going on inside. Allow your thoughts, if there are any, to just float away on these beautiful, beautiful waves of this ocean. You can make it a tropical ocean or the ocean on the Pacific coast or the Atlantic Ocean. You get to choose, or someplace so far away into another country. And as these waves go out far, far into the ocean, they pull away from your attention, your focus, your attachment. And you notice that if you let go of any of those thoughts and the attachments to those thoughts, you have a tendency to feel even lighter and more present in the moment, because you're not holding on to any of the chatteredness. It allows you to feel more connected inside. And so if there's any thoughts, just continually let them float away on these waves all the way down inside, and allowing yourself to feel what love feels like inside. And as you notice, if your breath, if you bring your breath all the way down past your stomach and then tune into your heart and allow your heart to expand in this beautiful energy of love, your heart becomes slightly larger than the body, being a receptive vehicle to this pure love and this energy. And as you feel this vibration of love, allow it to go down into your body, all the way up towards the mind, down the arms, into the fingertips. And that brings you to an even lighter place, where sometimes I'll get responses that I feel like I'm floating on these clouds. It's just this nurturing, pampering energy that allows you to feel so loved and peaceful inside. Noticing as you allow this love to go all the way down to the base of your feet and all the way up to the top of the head, the body also becomes more relaxed. And take three more deep breaths. You may notice your breath is even deeper now as you let go. And as you slowly come back into the room, allowing yourself to stay very present, noticing the surroundings, noticing where your feet are resting and your hands are resting. Noticing where your body is resting, if it's lying down, sitting up, in and out. And just for a moment, I want you to feel something that you appreciate, something that brings joy inside your heart. What would that feel like? What would that look like? What would that experience be like inside if you totally felt so much appreciation for it? It could be as minor as the sunshine, which some people's cases, it could be a major thing, sunshine. Or it could be like in Washington, where the sunshine is not as bright sometimes. That could be a big thing for them. Whereas in California, that could be a minor thing. So for you, you can have the gorgeous ocean or beautiful flowers, something that just brings joy, children laughing and feeling their love, the innocence of a deer, and the beauty of that. And when you're ready, then you can open your eyes and give yourself a big, big, big hug. Sometimes we forget to hug ourselves. Hey, Jules. My weekly or regular, such a joy to have you on. And welcome, Eileen, and guest, welcome. Okay, so we're going to get to the calls now. Let me just give the phone number for anybody else that would like to call in. The phone number is 347-996-5068. And if you're interested in having, I do one question reading so I can get through as many calls after the show for those that just came on. If you're interested in having a longer reading on that one question, then you could make a love donation at angelroselove.wix.com. That's A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, .wix.com. /love. And then put your name, your phone number, and blog talk in the description so I know. And then I call people right after the show, and I'm going to be doing that for an hour after the show. If that doesn't work for you and you do want to have a longer reading, you can book a private session. And you can go to the website, click on the session, book session tab, and you can book a session at that point. It's not free. It's how I support myself. So, and there's also energy alignments, activation sessions, meditation classes, online series, and products. My new book called Transformation is on there, and I am so excited. It's my autobiography as an angelic walk-in and what I went through to bring with the beautiful beings that I channeled, how they helped me to bring the body to a different vibration. And allowing me to operate at my purpose as an angelic for this planet and those on the planet with this deep awakening. So if you're interested in getting the ebook or the book, you can go on the website and click on the store tab. All right, so we're going to go through starting with area code 917. That sounds familiar. So what I'm going to do is you're going to focus on one area, one question. And I do focus with these high vibrational frequencies on high vibrations. So the questions, I would ask that you keep them in a positive format. And I work with the beings that I work with, so I don't work with any other beings than the ones I work with. So to ask about like Metatron, I don't work with, so that's not a question I would ask that you ask me. And I don't do physical ailments. So I just wanted to make sure you're aware of that. And welcome, Skating Angel. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and start with 917. And if you're interested in having your month and day said, sometimes I'll get a message around that as well. So you're welcome to give that to me. I noticed one lady wanted to give that, but I had to start the show, so I'm so sorry, Allie. I had to get off real quick. So if you're interested in having that as well, just go ahead and give me the month and day, and we'll get started. So 917, what's your name?
Hi, Angelica. My name is Ellen. I'm calling from New York.
We didn't get a chance to speak last month. I remember your energy.
Weren't
you the last call? You were the last call, and I called you saying, oh, my God, I didn't get a chance to talk to you. Welcome back. Thank you for coming back.
Thank you for taking my call, because I think you're very talented. You are.
Did you want to give me your month and day of your birthday?
Yes, May 26th. And my question has to be living situation. I was planning to move to a different location. It didn't work, and so I've taken an apartment in close to where I used to live. I guess I want to pick up from you, what is going on? Was there a reason I couldn't find a place where I wanted? Is this where I'm supposed to be? Whatever information you give regarding my living situation.
It's funny because I keep hearing the word there's a block, and the reason why is you're trying to force a little too much. And whenever there's a forcing going on, you know, and it's very good reasons, your energy is ready to take it to the next level. Your body is ready to take it to the next level. The part that's making it challenging, that's creating some of the static, is you're trying to control it. And whenever you try to control it rather than letting go and letting your guides, the angels, guide you to flow to the next place. What you're doing is trying to push the waves to make that next place happen. And there's some kind of a timing thing going on. So the more you try to push it, the more it creates the almost like a backlash kind of a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And by letting go and letting them take you, there's more of a nurturing, open receptivity. So the thing that I'm hearing I heard Michael say this really loud, is stop forcing and become receptive to the allowing.
Okay. Well, I think where I've ended
there
up
definitely
is
a.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say that there definitely is a move for you. It's not like you've outgrown where you're living, and that's probably why you're wanting to move. It's just you have a lesson learning around trusting the guidance rather than trying to push it to happen. And once you let go, then things will start becoming clearer and you'll be guided. And there's obviously more that they can tell me, but because of wanting to stay with the integrity of getting through as many calls, I'm going to leave it at that for now and ask if you're interested in doing more later on. Did you want to do it after the show, like through a donation, or do you feel complete? You know, where's your heart at right now?
I'm thinking of doing a donation. It's only about 2 weeks away from my birthday, and I was thinking of doing it for a birthday treat anyway. So,
you're in a three right now. You're in a three right now, and you're moving into a four, which is kind of comical. So it makes total sense to me, and that's why, you know, numerology sometimes does line up with it all. So, yeah, so if you're interested, definitely do that, and then you'll be the first call, unless somebody else already made a donation. Otherwise, you'll be the first caller. And then we'll kind of see what they want me to tell you, because I just feel like something major is coming through that's really phenomenal for you. So, yeah, I look forward to hearing more.
Thank
All
you.
All right, we'll talk later, love.
Thank
okay,
you.
Bye. Oh, such a joy. She's such a joy. She didn't get a chance to have a reading last time, so I was so happy Ellen called back. All right, so we're going to go ahead and take 443. That's Kathy from good old Virginia. We got another East Coast gal. Hey, Kathy.
Hi there. I was wondering if you could tell me.
What are you
me,
feeling please. Appreciation for?
Appreciation for?
Yeah, what are you feeling
My
appreciation
job.
For? Awesome. What's your month and day of your birthday?
December 13th.
And, you know, when I ask that question, by the way, callers, if that's something you don't want to give, I'm totally okay about that, too. It helps me to get some additional information for you. So I definitely want you to feel comfortable giving that. And so just so you know. So let me just add this real quick before I get your question. Okay, so you're in a 7 and you're moving into an 8. So the 7 has to do with spiritual development, and you're moving into abundance and lots of success and stuff. Ooh, got to see what this question's about. All right, what's your question?
When do you
and
see
please
me retire?
Remember, don't tell me too much story, everybody. Kind of just stay with the question, because I don't want my human filters to kick in. I want to stay with the integrity around it. Okay.
I wanted to know about retirement.
Okay, so what's the question about retirement?
When do you see it happening for me?
The first thing I heard when you asked that, I asked like if they were to give me like years and stuff. I mean, you could retire. I don't feel the timing now, but the first thing I heard, I'll just pass on what I heard, was 3 years. 5 years was too late. 3 years seemed like the most ideal. You could do it a little sooner, but for some reason, the sooner I don't see as much light as I go along the years. I see the brightest light around the 3 year time frame. It feels like a long time, but it's really not that long.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to last that long.
She's not going to last. That's why I heard. I already knew that you were going to say that. I tuned in. I'm like, she really wants to like retire now.
Yeah,
and that's why they said you could retire.
Out the door now.
Yeah, I mean, you can obviously retire. That's why they said at the very beginning, you could. I don't know if you heard them say that you could retire at any time. But financially, ideally, if if you can hang out, that would be the most ideal. And, you know, they're always going to give the most appropriate, the most ideal, and that would be the most appropriate. But it's always the free will of, you know, if you chose to retire now and if you needed extra income, you could just do side things and get extra income that way, too. So there's no such thing as feeling like you have to stay. So anyway, I hope that helps you, sweet.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, my pleasure. Yeah, it's always a fun question when we get the when question. Time doesn't exist on the ethereal plane. It's always fun. Okay, so 952, you're next, and then 303. See how we got going. So far, we're doing good in time. So I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Ali, is that correct?
Yes. Yes, this is Ali.
Okay, good. I just remember. Okay, good. So what's your question?
I want to know, like, anything, any angel message or anything, what you feel like, which is, like, the important thing I have to know in my future, the next coming thing, you can say.
Okay, so on the show, I hope you heard this. I focus more on specific areas just for time sake purposes so we can get through as many callers as I possibly can. If you're interested in having a donation reading, I could focus a little bit more generic. But for the show, I ask people to keep a specific question, like what, you know,
job or financial situation.
Okay, so which one do you want me to ask them, and then what's the specific question?
Financial situation, I feel.
Okay, you're so cute. I'll take finance. And so what do you want me to see what they say as far as the month and day of your birthday too, or just keep it like what? Do you want that to give me that as well, the month and day?
Month and day, January 10th.
Okay, so, this is kind of beautiful. You moved into an 11, which is your master purpose area. Okay, so what's the question around money?
About my job or business or which area I have to focus on. So I'm right now in confusion.
Okay, so again, what do you want me to ask them? What's the question?
Question means about the like when I'll settle financially, you can say.
Okay, so I'm trying to make sure I understood your question. So you want me to ask them as far as when finances will improve? Is that what I heard? Okay. I just want to make sure I ask the question appropriately for you.
Correct.
Okay. So this job that you're in, I don't see, it almost feels like you're staying there, but your heart's not there. Do you like what you're doing?
No, I don't have a job now. I used to do, but...
Okay, because I wasn't seeing joy around any work. So you want to find a job and you want to make money. And so this is where all this confusion is. I totally see a lot of energy stuff going on around you. The biggest thing, it almost feels like you're trying to grasp at so many straws, trying to grab at straws as far as what you want to do. Well, this is going to take a lot longer than a quick question. There's so much stuff that I have to go through with asking them. Oh, my goodness. I bless your heart. I could see why this is very – it's almost like you're in two worlds. You're moving into your purpose, which is your mastery, and at the same time, you're trying to figure out what it is you want to do. And so it's almost like they're clashing with each other. So – you got to, like, really relax a little bit more, which is easy said than done. When I asked them about this is what I'm getting right now. It almost feels like, you know, they keep showing me September, which is too far away for financially as far as getting things going. I'm seeing September. And then I'm hearing short-term stuff between now. It almost feels like you have to grasp at some temporary things to kind of sift through what brings you joy, because you're in this place of not knowing what it is you really want to do. And being that you're not sure of what it is you really want to do, you can't get into something until you have the clarity. and for me to sit there and talk to them and ask them which areas is not a specific enough question. So,
okay.
I want to be able to assist, so I want you to feel that. The thing that I am hearing for a short-term answer is, and this would really be good for you anyway, is to look for temporary types of jobs in areas that potentially feel like you could potentially enjoy them. And just do temporary work in those areas. What that'll do is it'll give you some clues, some insights that would help bring you more enjoyment. And then write that down on a paper. And when you start moving from one thing to the next, you'll see a pattern of what brings you joy, which will help you to know how to find the kind of job you want to be in.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Does that make sense? Does that help?
Yeah, helps. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, love. Yeah. So we go through as many as we can in this short period of time. Okay, so we have 3 minutes. 303.
Hi,
you're
Angela.
On the air.
This is Marilyn.
Hello.
And hi, this is Marilyn. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now. It was going in and out.
Okay, so my question is about moving forward. Hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, your phone. It keeps going in and out. So I'm trying to hear you, but your call keeps going in and out on my end. So let's try and see how this works. We have. Go through a really quick question. We only have like 2 minutes. Let's see how this flows.
Okay, I'm working towards setting up my own consulting business, and I want to be a transitions coach. So for people who are going through transitions in career or perhaps even...
Oh, that lady would have been perfect for you. I just got off the call.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness,
and, I just wanted to get a sense of, is this the right track for me? And do you have any advice about
direction?
Okay,
well, I can focus on one question because we only have like a couple of minutes. So when you asked that question, the angels for sure said yes, that this is definitely what you need to do, is to, that's your path for sure. I almost feel like, as far as, and this is what I'm hearing, as far as the how it's going to happen, they're going to give you some guidelines. You have to get people familiar with what you're doing. You have to create like a website. You have to create the cards. You have to get the messages out there. But as far as the people, you will have attracted. It almost feels like you definitely have to take some classes. I don't know if you have a degree in that. I kind of see like you do. Do you have a degree in it? Because
yes.
It almost feels like the educational background.
I have a master's in psychology and
okay,
counseling.
So then it's just about getting the license and, like if you have to get a business license. But you don't have to do that right away because you're starting out. So you've got to put yourself out there and get the word out there. I honestly don't see you having any... I just see the ball rolling really quickly and things really opening up and things just moving in such a way that brings you so much bliss and joy and touches you, make connections with, I'll just say this and then we have to stop, make connections with as many organizations as you possibly can, because that'll help you to get the word out there and make the connections with other people. So it's almost like a cross networking, and that'll get the ball rolling. Create the website so that you have people that are aware of that you have something going versus, having nothing. So definitely do that. And if you're interested in having, because I can go further into, and I apologize for the rushing, but I want to make sure I get to the answer to the question. Did you want to do something more after the show or do you feel complete?
Yes. Yes, no, I'll make a donation and talk with you after the show. Thank you, Angelica.
Yeah, because we only have 5 seconds. Kind of rush. Well, I'm glad I got through as many calls. I'm sorry about the 480 call. I'll check in with you and see if you want to do it, but obviously we didn't have time. So peace and blessings, and I'll see you on the next show. And Texas Pearl, welcome. You logged in the last minute, guest 322, and Oh, and Eileen, you know, if you're interested in having a donation-based reading, you can go to the website and we could do that. And thank you so much for being on the air, and much love. We'll see you at the next show.